Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is prophecies about Texas and the U.S. government. Look, folks, this is really serious. This is probably going to be leading up to the internal revolution that we've known about for, well, almost 40 years. And, you know, there's a lot of websites out there that can tell you what the news is, and they give you their opinion. But at the Prophecy Club, what we try to do is to tell you what the news is in light of Bible prophecy and what God and his holy servants and prophets are saying about it. And I'm probably not going to get through all the stuff I have today. This is really important. Stick with me. Okay, first of all, if you haven't subscribed, please do so. Also, if you haven't joined Prophecy Club, please do so. We ask for $9.90 a month or more, and that actually makes you a member of the Prophecy Club. You do that by clicking on the QR code down below. And before I get into it, let me remind you, we encourage you to go to empshield.com and get you one of these devices. This is what the newer model looks like. I have one on my car, wife's car, house, and the plan is that when the suitcase leaks go off and have 34 prophecies. Prophecies, dreams, visions, audible voices, angel visits, confirming the suitcase nukes are going to go off. And it's somewhere between 35 to 50 of them all across America. If you want your car to start, if you want your computer not to be have all the chips fried, then you have one of these on your car and your house. Period. Simple as that. Now, if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code PROPHECY, it'll get you a $50 discount and it helps your Prophecy Club. They have videos up there to show you how to install it. It's simple. I'm not a mechanic. I was able to install it myself. Here it shows you exactly how to do it. Okay. empshield.com. All right. Now, I know this gets a little tense, a little tedious, and I don't like legalese either, but I read this. I read all of it, and I think it makes sense, and I think it's very important, so we're going to read it. Texas government governor declares federal government has broken the compact with the states, invokes invasion clause, asserts right to self-defense. So we're going to read it. From Governor Greg Abbott, the federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws, has even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigration. Despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, one of which I delivered to him by hand, President Biden has ignored Texas' demand that he perform his constitutional duties. You know the government is trying to use the law, saying, well, this is the law on Texas, and they expect Texas to follow the law, but I think what Texas ought to be turning around saying, you start following the law, then we'll start following the law. Right now, you're not following the law. He sort of does that. Let's go on here. President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by Congress. Instead of prosecuting immigrants for the federal crime of illegal entry, President Biden has sent his lawyers into federal courts to sue Texas for taking action to secure the border. Continuing, President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow their en masse parole into the United States. By wasting taxpayer dollars to tear open Texas border security infrastructure, President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal entry points along this state's southern border bridges where nobody drowns and into dangerous waters of the Rio Grande. Under President Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern border in the last 3 years. That is more than the population of 33 different states in this country. This illegal refusal to protect the states has inflicted unprecedented harm on the people all across the United States. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and other visionaries who wrote the Constitution foresaw that the states should not be left to the mercy of a lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. That is why the framers include Article 4, Paragraph 4, Clause 3, which states, the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders, Arizona versus United States, it gives him the article there, the failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties by this article has triggered Clause 3, which reserves that to this state the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I've already declared an invasion under Article 110, Clause 3, to invoke Texas constitutional authority, here it is, to defend and protect itself. That authority is the supreme law of the land, specifically Texas, and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on that authority, as well as state law, to secure the Texas border. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Is this war? Well, yes, actually, to a degree. Not, hopefully, bloodshed, at least not yet. Now, next article says the Union, that is the United States, is rupturing Texas, is now empowered to levy war. It goes on to say, no state shall, without the consent of Congress, lay any duty of tonnage except troops or ships of war in time of peace. Here it is. Enter into any agreement or compact with another state or with a foreign power or engage in war unless actually invaded or in such imminent danger as will not admit of delay. In other words, Texas is saying they've been invaded. So that consequently means that Biden, shut your mouth. You don't have any jurisdiction over this. We are going to secure our border. Now, you may be thinking, yeah, well, you're not going to get away with this. Wait a minute. There are several other states that have already come along his side and say we're with him. Governor of Montana says, Governor Greg Abbott is doing what POTUS won't. By refusing to act, President Biden is inviting cartels, illegal drugs, and human trafficking into the United States. We must secure the southern border. Below that, Southern Dakota Governor Greg Abbott is exactly right to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend itself. The Biden administration has created a national security crisis and put Americans in danger. Their failure is an unconstitutional dereliction of duty. South Dakota has been proud to help Governor Abbott's efforts to secure our border. More, Governor of Oklahoma. Oklahoma stands with Texas. Governor of Missouri. The fentanyl crisis is here and is tearing families and communities apart. Children dying from fentanyl is 100% preventable, while President Biden and the federal government fail to do their job by securing our southern border. Missouri will act. In other words, other states are coming to our aid, our rescue. Virginia. Virginia stands with Texas. Greg Abbott is doing the job Joe Biden and his border czar refused to do to secure our border. The Biden administration has turned every state into a border state. We must stop the flow of fentanyl, save lives, and secure our southern border. Oh, Stan, well, that's only three or four. No, there's more. Listen to what Florida says. Florida Highway Patrol is patrolling the southern border with Texas officials at the... What? Florida Highway Patrol says it's down in Texas, assisting Texas. He says, if the Constitution really made states powerless to defend themselves against an invasion, it would have never ratified it in the first place. Texas would have never joined the Union when it did, and Texas is upholding the law while Biden is flouting it. Florida will keep assisting Texas with personnel and assets. Brothers and sisters, them's fighting words. And that's fighting words not just from Texas, but several of the other states. My guess is over the coming months, we're going to see several more states. I'm going to show you that in prophecy here in just a second. Yeah, but no one is really going to go along with this. Yes, they are. 66% of Southern Republicans are in favor of seceding from the U.S., a poll shows. Over my lifetime, I have heard people say we should secede. So Texans are probably more proud to be a Texan than they are a citizen of the United States. But all of this has only made it even worse, and there's more to this poll. The poll released by Brightline Watch Wednesday, this is recent, 66% of the Republicans in the South supported leaving the U.S. and forming a new country. Those sentiments were shared by, now listen to this, 50% of the independents and 20% of the Democrats. That's getting pretty close to 100% of the Texans say, get us out of here. Overall support for leaving the Union among southern states listed Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, North Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina, 44%. That's nothing to sneeze at. On the other coast, the highest level of support for seceding from the U.S. was in the western U.S., where, get a load of this, 47% of the Democrats backed secession. Are you listening? Compared to 33% of the independents and 27% of the Republicans. Again, that's a high percentage. Over the Pacific area, including Alaska, California, Oregon, and Hawaii, and Washington State, was 39%. So even in the liberal areas, 40% of the people are saying secede. They're saying they're fed up. Secession support in the Northeast was 34%. The mountain area, 34%. The Heartland was 30%. So there's a lot of folks that are sick and tired of what's going on. Now, I'm only going to read one paragraph. I'm skipping four paragraphs of Coverstone. House divided against itself shall not stand. I saw the man, that's the angel that comes to him, that I'd seen in previous dreams standing in a place where the president gives the State of Union address. He tapped the microphone three times, stated in a loud voice, a house divided against itself shall not stand. Now that's, I believe, the angel of God, perhaps even Jesus himself, giving a warning to America, if you don't fix yourself, you will not stand. And the emphasis was on the word shall. He then pushed the microphone down and walked to the door, the rear of the room. On the wall were several light switches, and he flipped them all off, walked out the door, pulled the door shut. Meaning, America, if you remain divided, you're done. Stick a fork in you. Now, I have covered this page many, many thousands of times, but I only want to say a couple of sentences. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. Now, I don't know if that's the good guys kicking out the bad guys or if that's the bad guys kicking out the good guys. I don't know if it's going to start in 2024, but Dmitry was given this warning August 3rd of 1984. Add 40 years to that, that would be August 3rd, 2024. 40 is a number of judgment. Rain 40 days, 40 nights, a bunch of 40s in the Bible. So it may very well be that August 3rd of 2024 is when the internal revolution starts. I don't want to think that, but I'm certainly watching to see if that happens. The point I'm trying to make today is internal revolution is the fall of America. That's the start of it. Now, let me show you what Chris Reed said. I'm not going to read all this, read this a bunch of times too. But I do want to say the first part is talking about the dollar dropping, food shortages, civil unrest, Israeli two-state solution, earthquake hits America, and then more states secede from the nation in rebellion to the federal government. So if you want to know what the prophecies say about America splitting, Texas and other states seceding, the prophecies say it's going to happen. We're about to become a more divided nation. Now, let's specifically get into the prophecies about secession. Terry Bennett said, I saw in the government area, we will go through a dramatic change in our government and there will be a time of anarchy and chaos. I think we're only in the early phases of that now. For a while, we'll have a fractional government that's a nation divided, which means basically our government come down to the state level because the military is stepping in and having to seize control of federal government. That's an internal revolution. You'd call it a coup, but in all honesty, to be to help our nation, that's why our military will step in, and there's more. These are some prophetic headlines from Terry Bennett. There will be a governmental takeover from within. That's an internal revolution. Chaos, anarchy, and lawlessness will ensue. Some states will stand together against invasion. Boom. That's exactly what Texas is doing even as we speak. The fix is in. I like this one. Now, let me explain this one. I don't normally consider too much about what a computer says, but this guy's got a lot of people listening to him. He's drawn up a computer program that predicts the future. Now, this is not God. We know that. We know it's just a computer. But I think it's very interesting, some things it says that kind of lines up with prophecy. So I'll read it. George Soros' son has come out and said that Trump would not go away unless he's in prison. We don't think he's going to go away either unless he's in prison. I'm not at liberty to say at this time, but the fix is in, and Trump will be imprisoned in the Washington, D.C. case. At least that's the plan. All right, hang on. Let's talk about that a second. So Trump is put in prison. And if he really did sign that executive order, handing all of the power over to the military before he left the office, the Oval Office, if he really did do that, then probably at that point, the military is going to step in. Now, it's just a guess, but it's a very good guess. Now, watch what else the computer says. Soros has fought the case in Colorado to kick Trump off the ballot. This is a war for the very soul of the United States. I've had to look at these forecasts projected by the computer. It is certainly, I'm going to skip part of that. We must crash and burn as a nation. Only then will the blind finally see, and those who have understood these forecasts will get to perhaps spreading the word. They have done everything they possibly can to stop Trump, for they know he will do his best to prevent their agenda. Yet, unfortunately, the computer has warned that either side, now this is important, either side will not accept the 2024 election. I'm going to read that again. I think that's astounding. The computer has warned that either side, or I would say neither side, will accept the 2024 election. In other words, the Dems get in, Republicans won't accept that. Republican gets in, the Dems won't accept that. What is that? That's a nation divided. That's an internal revolution. So I think it is safe to say that the internal revolution spoken to Dmitry 40 years ago will happen in 2024. Now, I can't say, thus saith the Lord. That's my guess. You got a guess? I got a guess. That's my guess. The Attorney General has now come out pushing for a speedy trial in the D.C. because they think throwing Trump into prison will be the only way to stop him. And I have to say, I agree. My deep concern is that we are approaching the 19th cycle of the 8.6. For I don't understand all that, and I don't want to dig into all of it. The 8.6 from the American Civil War. This only adds to the rising tensions, which will escalate into 2026. These people are so desperate to impose their totalitarian state that they will refuse to back off. Well, it's not a totalitarian state. These people are so desperate to put the Antichrist on the throne, they will stop at nothing. Just like they told Benjamin Fulford, we've been ruling this planet for thousands of years and we will destroy it rather than give it up. In other words, if we can't rule America, we'll destroy it. We'll destroy it with things like suitcase nukes, or we'll bring Russia over to attack and defeat it in one day and 1 hour. I hope you're getting this. This is real serious stuff. If they cannot imprison Trump, they will assassinate him. We are approaching the last 8.6 years in his 51.6 year cycle, and they will be the darkest days of our lives. No surprise to the prophecy student. My concern is that if the Supreme Court yields this conspiracy to imprison Trump, and he goes into a lot of details I'm going to skip. I'm going to jump down to putting him in prison will lower the tensions, but that will not end well for them or the nation. Trump would indeed end the war in 24 hours, talking about Ukraine. He says all you have to do is cut off funds for the Ukrainian government employees whom Biden is paying their salaries and pensions. Insist that Zelensky honors the Minsk Agreement and the war is over. Those in power right now want war, and they have no intention of ending anything. There are computer projections for the 2024 election. They say Trump should win. As you can see, 4 out of 6 models, but the models number 3 and number 4 are shocking. These show such a landslide with 61% to 35% or 59% to 37% projections, and that scares the globalists. That scares Satan to think he's not going to get his man on the throne, but prophecy says God allows it. And Revelation 18 says, and it was given him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. So we are probably looking at an internal revolution prophesied 40 years ago in 2024. Let's go on. The prospect that the next president, by the way, you need to send this out to your friends, neighbors, relatives. They need to hear this. They might not like you, but this would be a good point to lose them as a friend if they don't believe this. And then when it starts coming to pass, they'll come back knocking, saying, okay, you have my attention. What else is coming? Ah, now that I have your attention. And then they'll start listening. The prospect that the next presidential election in 2028 will not even take place is a very high probability, according to our computer. I'm going to say there's a very good possibility the 2024 election might not take place. Let's go on, though. I'm just going to read the yellow. The computer says Trump will win. Personally, I cannot see how they will allow a fair election with that result. In other words, what he's saying is there's not going to be an election in 20 years. That's what he's saying. It's what the computer's saying. There's not going to be an election. Even if it elects Trump, the other guys are not going to let Trump in. If it elects Biden, the good guys are going to let him in. So, I mean, we are looking at an internal revolution in 2024 is my guess. It's not my prediction. I don't know. But it is 40 years since the prophecy was spoken. Now, let me show you something else. President Donald Trump. This is what he said. I saw it on Fox News. I recorded it. I wrote down these words, and I've kept them right there for all these years. Donald Trump said, I think considering all the things going on, you know what I mean by that, the fake news, the cummies of the world, all the bad things that went on, it is called the swamp. And you know what happened? You know what I did? A big favor. I caught the swamp. I caught them all. Let's see what happens. Nobody else could have done it but me. I caught all this corruption that was going on, and nobody else could have done it. Now, is he kidding? Or does he know something more he's not telling us? Now let's jump to Timothy Dixon. The Lord took me by both of my hands. Instantly, I was looking down the Red Sea. Pharaoh's army was in the middle of the Red Sea, and I saw the seas start closing in on Pharaoh's army. Then the headline of the Washington Post read, "He's back. President Donald J. Trump is back," in big letters. I saw a reporter of the Washington, D.C. TV station with Fox 5 Alive on the microphone say, quote, "They just called in the National Guard. They're putting security fences around the White House, Supreme Court, and all the other important buildings. There is hostility due to the overwhelming truth coming out about the cover-up of the election now exposed in this takeover of America." Did you catch that? What they're saying is they have set a trap. I don't know what the trap is, but they've set a trap, and they're going to catch all the bad guys in this election. That's what it's saying. People were arrested. A lot of mischief was coming to light. There was emergency hearings at the Supreme Court building. There was anger and hostility. It was not just over Roe v. Wade. The truth was intentionally being revealed. God was exposing and shaking things. I saw senators, governors, and other government officials who had not accepted any cheating see video proof that was undeniable, and they changed their minds instantly. Things flipped and totally turned around instantly, and I hope that happens. I'm skeptical of that, but I hope that happens. The news was forced to air this. It was overwhelming. The evidence took over the deep state. About 12 to 15 senators and mixed political leaders saw the video of the silencing of the witnesses. Now, the footage of the silencing of the witnesses was to take them out. They were calling the video in the silence of the lambs, and they called the hostilities taking place inside the Capitol. The tables were turned against evil, now revealing the truth. I saw some handcuffed, arrested, others running to avoid arrest. It happened fast. The deep state didn't have time to retaliate. I saw Mike Pence on the steps of the Supreme Court. He was actually helping overturn this evil. That was all carefully planned and executed. It was a rehearsal of procedures. They were reversing evil. They had some trouble completing the reversal, but there were delays in restoring the presidency. They had to come up with a new strategy. The reporter said, quote, "It appears that we've been at war with ourselves, a civil war, but we never fired a shot." One more. March 2016, Henry Groover, favorite speaker we had out of the 136 speakers we had. I opened the door to see DJT, I'll say, and his wife dressed like a king. His wife is carrying a shawl on her left arm made of gold tweed with big royal jewels in it. Now, why a king? I think that the all-capital United States of America government corporation formed, what, 1836 or something like that, 1871, where they took over the government and made it a corporation, that's what Biden is president of. But what I believe Trump will come back as is a king. Remember, the Bible says, talking about Nebuchadnezzar, whom he would, he slew. Whom he would, he kept alive. Whom he would, he lifted up. Whom he would, he put down. In other words, in order to fix this, Donald Trump would have to have total control. And that's what's needed, and that's what this prophecy is saying he'll get. "Mr. DJT, to what do I owe the honor of your visit?" He said, "Oh, Henry, never mind. We're family. This is just a family visit. I just came to see you." He sits and his wife puts his shawl over his shoulders. It drapes down in front of him and stands beside him. "It's beautiful. It's made for royalty." The whole visit was strictly family. He was asking about our different children, how they're doing and where we're, and we were just visiting. Finally, he stands up and says, "Well, I've got a lot to do. You know, I'll be back. I'll be back." Says it twice. After the limo drives off, I wave my arms, trying to tell him he left his shawl. Then I hear another voice speak from behind me saying, "He'll be back." I say, "Wow, okay, the vision ended." If there's anybody I know hears from God, it's Henry Groover. If there's anybody I know is something going to come to pass, it's that one right there. I want to believe the good guys are about to clean up a bunch of mess. I want to believe it's successful. I don't think it is, but I want it to believe. In the meantime, ask Jesus to forgive your sins. Get yourself prepared. I recommend, if you want to have your wealth not lost, if you've got it in an IRA, if you got it in a 401k, if you got it in a bank, if your wealth is in paper, as Lindsay Williams said, it's worth the paper it's written on. In other words, it's about to be worthless. So I'll send you to prophecyclubgold.com. You can also reach them. Call 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653. They'll give you some ideas on what to do. That is their job, to help you not lose your wealth. I also recommend you go to josephkitchen.com. Get yourself a machine package. That's the wherewithal to grind the wheat berries into flour, put those into a bread machine with five other ingredients, push about 2 hours or 40 minutes later, and have a nice hot loaf of whole wheat bread. I've had many people email me. They absolutely love the bread. They love the whole idea. And see, because it's long-term storage food. And as in the days of Pharaoh, what fed the world for 7 years? It was wheat. I believe wheat is God's food for famines, or God's famine food. It is, there are no perfect one food a person could eat for their whole lifetime and be totally healthy. But in my opinion, bread may come the closest. I mean, why does God call us the wheat? Wheat and the tares, okay. I think it's because the primary thing we're supposed to be eating is wheat. So go there, and then after you get the machine package, that's all of the mechanical things to make the bread, then you decide how much food you want. By the way, most of your long-term storage food, you're talking $9,000 or $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Did you get that? $9,000 to $10,000, one person 1 year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000 per person. We're not talking about half price. We're not talking about 80% less. We're talking about like 90% less than what the other people can tell you that they can get you long-term storage for. I do not know of anybody that can beat that. This is an actual loaf of bread that I actually made. I also have to say that it's brought my cholesterol down. It's brought my blood pressure down. And that I don't get hungry as often. I typically will have a slice for breakfast and a slice for lunch and then a normal meal for whatever. And I've lost 30 pounds over the last year. And in my opinion, I think the primary thing is that did it was, of course, watching what I eat and, you know, all the other things, but bread. So I eat bread as the primary source. And it's also, it'll reduce your food budget too. Anyway, go check it out. So what is an EMP shield device? It's a device you can put on your car and your house that in an EMP attack is supposed to stop the attack. And if you go to empshield.com and if you use the promo code prophecy, they give you a $50 discount. They also have videos up there, shows you how to install it on your car and your house and everything. And it's not difficult at all. I've got one of them right here. Red goes to red, black goes to black, green goes to the car, body of your car. And you just peel it off the back, stick it under there. Got another device that goes on your house. So not complicated. Take you about 10 minutes to put them in. So empshield.com promo code is prophecy.